Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. I want to say this before I introduce Commissioner Kenneth Hodder to discuss the Salvation Army's commitment to providing service. I want to stop for a minute. And here's what I want to say. I grew up as a kid in New York City. I was also homeless in New York City. And I will tell you that out of everything I remember about those cold winters, about being on the streets, I will tell you, you never forget ever the red kettle. You just don't. And when you are there and you're in a situation, not only do you understand how important it is, but you really understand the commitment that the Salvation Army has made to help people. It is embedded in your very being. And today we're talking with Ken to tell all of you, as the national commander, the Salvation Army, the commissioner, that the Salvation Army has never quit, never stopped. From me being a kid to remembering that, to ending up needing their services, okay? You never forget. Commissioner Ken, great to have you. Thank you for taking this message out.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's an honor to be with you today. And I must say, I'm humbled and moved by your testimony today. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah. Memorable is an understatement, but let's just talk about where we are because people don't really quite get it. Now, How many television shows about Christmas do we see the kettle? Go to the city, go to where you are. We see it, but yet we don't understand the power and the meaning behind the organization. Tell us about that.
Oh, thank you so much for asking that question. The kettle is a holiday season icon. There's no doubt about it. The tradition is about 133 years old. We now have annually about 25,000 kettles scattered around the country, manned by volunteers who are giving of their time. And without those kettles, Pat, the Salvation Army not only could not help at winter, in the winter months, but the money from those kettles lasts for the coming year as well. So it all stays local. It all meets immediate needs. It's a vital part of what the Salvation Army does. It's a vital part of what we do for each other as neighbors. It's a critical and a very wonderful thing.
Well, I want to talk about the effectiveness and efficiency of the organization, if I could. And I don't want to take a lot of time with my story, but I know firsthand. But unlike a lot of organizations we hear about, you all are really in such a great ratio, an 82% ratio, 82 cents for every dollar goes directly to funding the Salvation Army Initiative. You don't get to that place overnight. That had to take blood, sweat, and tears to make this organization that efficient and effective. How did you do it?
Well, the Salvation Army has, from its inception, valued stewardship. Salvation Army officers, those who wear the uniform, do not receive a salary. We don't receive wages. We receive a small allowance, and that allowance is set nationally. So there are no large salaries paid to Salvation Army officers. We always ensure that our funds are remaining local so that they are immediately available for immediate local needs. In other words, we take all the measures that you would expect us to take to remain as efficient, as lean, and as effective as we possibly can.
Let's talk a little bit about how people can donate. I don't want to wait to the end of this. I want people to know this is something that they can do now. And then we're going to talk about what you actually do for local communities, because I think a lot of times we're under the notion that this is really more global, but there is a local drip that happens. There's something important. But before we do that, how do people donate? Let's get right to that, if we could, Commissioner.
Of course. We encourage people, if they see a Salvation Army kettle, to drop a dollar or two in. If they can't do that, they don't have the cash, the sign above the kettle will now show that people can give through Google Pay and Apple Pay and PayPal and Venmo. They can go online and give at SalvationArmyUSA.org. They can give through cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Ethereum. They can text the word kettles to 51555. In other words, there are lots of ways that people can give to the work of the Salvation Army.
They could also go to the Salvation Army USA website, right?
I think
that's give.salvationarmyusa.org. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, I think all these ways are great, but there's nothing like taking whatever that dollar, $10, whatever that bill is, and putting it in that kettle. There's something so energetically perfect about it. But I want to talk to you about this idea that, first of all, you're a global organization, but communities, local communities, they have always been a priority for you, haven't they?
Absolutely. The Salvation Army is in 134 countries around the world, but our focus is always local, because we want to ensure that we remain as flexible and as innovative as we possibly can, so that in one community, if the need is housing, we're able to help with that. In another community, if it's food, we're able to help with that. We exist simply to help people in every conceivable way. And that means we have to be quick on our feet and responsive. And that's why the emphasis on local needs is always a priority for us.
All right. I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. I mean, for me, I came home one day and I found everything on the lawn. I was 17 years old and I came home and whatever belongings I had were on the lawn. Now, fast forward to where we are today. The rise in evictions is, we're not even reporting all of these because, first of all, it's hard for people to report it. They're embarrassed. But this is happening, and it's happening off of 3 years of the pandemic and so many people really struggling. You all, though, help with this. Can you talk about what you do to provide rent and utilities as well?
Pat, that's a terrific point. We found after the financial decline in 08, the biggest needs emerged in 09, 10, and 11, because it had a long economic tail. Well, the pandemic has a long economic tail as well. The inflation that people are encountering now is causing all kinds of difficulties with respect to rent and to utilities. The resumption of student loan payments is pressuring their budgets. So all of these things are causing people to find themselves in extraordinarily difficult situations, and they're coming to the Salvation Army. It's because people give at the kettle that the Salvation Army is able to help. So I would want to say today, if there's anyone who is listening in the Northwest area and they have difficulties, I know that the leader of the Salvation Army there in the Northwest, Lieutenant Colonel Cindy Foley, is eager to help. Call the Salvation Army. Let's see if there's something that we can do to assist you, because the economic impact that we're seeing now could have a huge impact, not only on the people who are suffering, but upon their children. You mentioned the fact, Pat, that you remember this experience. We don't want children in the long term to suffer as a consequence of the problems that their parents have to face now. Yeah. So that's why the Salvation Army is eager to do something about it.
And I want to just talk about this for a minute. It's the largest social services organization in the U.S. But more importantly, I think 7,000 centers, 24 million people each year. I want to really talk to our listeners today for a moment, if we could, Commissioner. And I want to say this. Children and infants should not be hungry.
Yes.
They should not. Not in this country. Mm. It is really, and I know it's hard for you all. I've worked at food centers. I've worked at, you know, providing food, right? You know, when a center that provides infant food runs out of infant food, there's something seriously wrong, Commissioner.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, it is hard for people to ask for help, but your doors are open, aren't they?
Our doors are always open. Indeed, Pat, it's the reason we wear the uniform. We wear the uniform because we want people to see that there is someone that they can identify who is there to help them. Don't blame yourself. Don't think that there's no one who will care. Don't think that you should be embarrassed. Come to the Salvation Army. Call the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. We're here because we care about you. We believe in the fact that God loves you and cares for you, and we want to help you do everything possible to not only meet your needs, but the needs of your family, to grow and to thrive in every way.
And I want to make sure you all go to SalvationArmyUSA.org. SalvationArmyUSA.org. I want to ask you, as you look ahead here, we're getting ready for the holiday season. I bet you folks are busier than you've ever been. As you look ahead, you all have always had a vision for the future. Mm-hmm. I know that because I was part of receiving some of your services when I was younger, but you have a vision for the future. You look ahead and you see what's coming. How are you ramping up to meet the needs that we have here in the United States?
There are certain needs that we see emerging right now that we think we're going to be dealing with in the next few years. One of them is loneliness. The sense that we are not connected to one another. It's vital that the Salvation Army do what it can, not only to meet physical needs, but to build connections in community, to ensure that people are not lonely and isolated, because those emerging trends do not bode well for individuals. They don't bode well for our society. They don't bode well for the world. And that's the kind of thing we're going to be looking at addressing in the years to come.
I am so glad to hear you say that. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I got to tell you, just one segment of the population, we have some of the best, I don't even think they call them senior centers anymore, but we have some of the best of them there. And what I mean by that, these are places they've opened up where people can come. The Carl Gibson Center up in Everett, everything from table tennis to communities to holidays to watching football. But it is the kind of thing that you don't see everywhere. And loneliness is at epidemic. It's at an epidemic rate. So I am so glad to hear that you got your eye on that, Commissioner.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I have to say parenthetically that one way that people can battle that loneliness is to get involved in their community.
Absolutely.
To volunteer. Studies are now showing, Pat, and you probably know this far better than I, that if you want to improve someone's sense of well-being, it's not about turning within to look inside yourself, but rather to help someone else. That is going to be the means by which you can improve your own sense of meaning and purpose and direction. It's a powerful thing. So this year, if you can help the Salvation Army, we'd love to have you do so. And throughout the coming year, there will be lots of opportunities to volunteer.
I love it. And please, let's keep that in mind. Commissioner, thank you. I have one last question. And again, please give out the website. I would love to know your personal message. What do you want to leave us with today? And thank you for being out here and doing what you're doing.
The message that I would give has to be the one that lies at the foundation of the Salvation Army, Pat. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christmas, for me, is the arrival of our Savior. And that is the greatest reason for hope in the world. That's the message I would want to leave. And I would invite all of your listeners to go to SalvationArmyUSA.org for all sorts of opportunities through which they can become involved.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Kenneth Hutter. I'm Dr. Pat. Please pass this forward, pay it on, and pay it forward. We'll see you next time.